NPR.
Stories drive the economy. Even the idea of money itself is a story. Like, the dollar isn't backed by gold. We are all telling ourselves the story that it's worth something. That story keeps the wheels of the economy turning.
Yeah, don't ask too many questions.
It's worth something, I promise.
And a lot of markets are changed or even permanently shaped by stories. Take the wine market. It was deeply affected by this story, which, for our purposes, starts in the mid-90s. This man, Rex Pickett, was a writer living in Los Angeles, and he was having a really, really hard time in his life. His divorce was just the start of it.
My dad died tragically. My mother had a stroke after that, and she survived, and I had to take control of her care. I was broke. I was very lonely.
Oh, wow.
It was a brutal time.
And in the middle of all this, one day, Rex goes to pick up some wine from a local wine shop, and he sees that the staff are holding something in the corner, a wine tasting.
And I realized in talking to these people that there was a whole vast, bottomless world of mystery to wine.
This visit to this wine shop on this one day ended up sparking a passion for wine that would be at the center of Rex's writing, eventually leading to an Academy Award-winning movie. A movie that would send shockwaves through the wine industry that, in fact, Darian, are still being felt to this day. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Darian Woods. The wine industry has suspected for years that the movie Sideways has dramatically fueled demand for Pinot Noir. But that's kind of just been a hunch until now, when the economists crunched the numbers.
I feel like we should get some wine ready, Darian. No Merlot allowed.
This message comes from USA Facts, a 2022 lead sponsor of The Indicator from Planet Money. To find solutions to issues, Americans need to understand how the government serves the people. USA Facts analyzes government metrics so everyone can see our nation in numbers. Visit usafacts.org.
Rex Pickett's novel gets adapted into a Hollywood film called Sideways in 2004.
It's a hard grape to grow, as you know, right?
I love this part of the movie. So in this moment in the movie, which I just feel my heart beating a little faster, Paul Giamatti, who plays Miles, who in this movie is a version of Rex himself, and Miles, like Rex, is a down-on-his-luck, kind of depressed writer.
It's thin-skinned, temperamental, ripens early.
You're talking to Miles right now, and he needed something to be passionate about. He doesn't have a woman in his life.
And for Miles, like it was for his creator, that passion was Pinot Noir.
It's, you know, it's not a survivor like Cabernet, which can just grow anywhere and thrive even when it's neglected.
Oh, so good.
It just became almost like a love story between him and Pinot Noir.
No, Pinot needs constant care and attention. You know, and in fact, it can only grow in these really specific little tucked away corners of the world.
Miles loved Pinot Noir. Another type of wine that he did not like, though, was Merlot. So, just like the writer, we see in the movie the hero having some strong feelings about Merlot.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Okay, relax, Miles. Jesus, no Merlot.
I feel like this line still comes into my head whenever I'm ordering wine, and full confession here, Darian. I like Merlot. I like ordering it, but I feel a small amount of shame. Like, it just exposes a certain weakness or inner failure I have that I like Merlot. And I still think about it. It's like 15 years later.
And you're not the only one. I mean, before the movie came out in 2004, Merlot was really popular. California vineyards would make enough grapes for 2.5 bottles of Merlot for every household in America. There was much less Pinot Noir grapes being crushed.
I can only imagine that may have changed after Sideways.
So a lot of people bought a bottle of Pinot Noir straight after the movie finished.
I did.
You did?
Yes, I did. Of course.
Those kind of stories drew the attention of winemakers all over America, like Theopolis Vineyards in California.
My name is Theodora Lee. I am known as Theopatra, Queen of the Vineyards in the wine business.
And Theodora loved Sideways, and she could see that demand for Pinot was increasing year after year.
And I said, I got to capitalize on this opportunity.
Theodora says she's just always had this knack for knowing, like, what to do to make money.
Let's put it this way. I take care of my 95-year-old mother in Dallas, Texas, and she will tell you that I've always been a capitalist pig ever since I was a little girl. I had a little red wagon, and I went around from door to door selling newspapers.
So Theodora ordered some Pinot Noir grapes and started bottling her own.
It wasn't my preferred variety, but it's the preferred variety of consumers, and I own being a capitalist pig.
So Rex Pickett, the Sideways writer, would hear stories like this all over the place. Wine growers moving over to Pinot Noir sales going through the roof because of his movie. But when challenged about whether his writing like really increased Pinot Noir sales, he said he did not have the evidence to support that. He couldn't actually say that as a fact.
One other explanation about what could have been going on is that there was this maybe existing trend. As consumers were getting more and more sophisticated, they shifted towards the more subtle flavors of Pinot Noir. Rex Pickett might have been caught up in this trend in the 90s and the early 2000s, and that's why Miles in the movie might have been praising Pinot Noir. In other words, correlation didn't necessarily mean causation.
I feel like economists say this all the time, the correlation-causation line.
Yeah, it's almost like cliche, but it's true.
In economics, we're sort of very sensitive to kind of the possibility of spurious relationships.
This is Travis Libert, an economist at the University of California, Davis.
You can find all kinds of crazy correlations out there that are not tied to any particular mechanism. And so a lot of what we do is trying to kind of better understand causal relationships.
So Travis decided he was going to just take on this Sideways question with his students. So he got the students in his master's program to kind of tease out whether the movie Sideways did actually cause Pinot Noir sales to increase. And he knew the effects wouldn't be overnight, right? I mean, growing grapes, making wine, it's a very long process.
First, the nurseries have to propagate vine cuttings, and that can take 3 or 4 years. Then the vines have to grow in the vineyard, then harvesting and bottling.
So all told, probably close to, you know, 6 years plus between the decision to grow a new variety and when you actually are crushing grapes.
And so when they put pen to paper, the team took into account the existing trends in wine consumption. And then they would compare what was happening with Pinot Noir compared to other varietals in the years after the movie was released.
We're pretty confident that it did have an effect. You know, that growers in the years following the release are actually expanding quite rapidly their acreage of Pinot. And we don't see anything like that in Merlot. If there was something else other than, you know, that really changed in the year 2004-5, other than the film, we couldn't find it.
The Sideways effect is real,
Darian. The Sideways effect is real. Yeah, proven by economics.
Thank you, economics. In fact, Pinot Noir grape growing in California actually went up 75%. And Merlot decreased. Pinot Noir wines now outsell Merlot, which is a reversal of what the market was before the movie. And a lot of that is likely due to the movie.
Now, there is an irony here. Pinot grapes love cool climates. But all that increase in Pinot demand has meant more and more grapes have spread to less ideal, hotter land. That's probably not great for the quality of the average bottle of Pinot. But just stepping back, it is kind of incredible how a few lines in a novel that Rex Pickett wrote in the late 1990s had this remarkable influence on the wine industry. So we asked Rex what he thought of Travis's paper.
I was happy to see the study. It said the book and the movie, let's say the movie, it changed the wine world. I didn't write it to have that, you know, be the end result or the consequence. But the fact that it is, I'm proud of that, Darian. I really am.
Some Merlot growers might be a little less enthusiastic about Rex's influence.
And Merlot drinkers.
yeah. Secretly coughing in the corner. But, you know, the overall market for wine has just grown and grown and grown since Sideways came out. So that's something to clink your glass to.
How can you not want to drink wine after you watch that movie?
The show was produced by senior producer Viet Le with help from Gilly Boone. It was fact-checked by Corey Bridges. Kay Kincannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.